Yeah, it was good to see you, man. It's been about a year and a half since the Tokyo Olympics, man.
No, it hasn't. It was like 6 months ago. We're in 2021, man.
Damn, you're right. I don't know what's wrong with me. My short-term memory.
Short-term memory? You're in that stuff, ain't you?
What stuff?
You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, we on TV.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
2021, what a year.
Confetti falls.
Gotcha. After spending 2020 in lockdown, America was ready to get down. It was a 365-day balls to the wall, anything goes raging.
This is absolutely insane.
It was a year that we flipped out and wigged out. When some of us drank too much beer, others drank too much Kool-Aid. According to the Chinese Zodiac, 2021 was the year of the ox. And boy, was it ever. But it was also the year of the goat. The year of the cat.
I'm not a cat.
The year of the squid. The year of the seagull. And definitely not the year of the tiger.
Tiger Woods is on crutches.
In 2021, the Bidens were welcomed in. And the Cuomos were tossed out. Facebook got meta. And this fool's ass got wetter.
A man falls off a dock.
Stadiums were packed. Some people got smacked. Bennifer was back. And what this kid saw was whack.
A young boy is open-mouthed.
It's the year Ted Cruz fled to Cancun. And Captain Kirk went to the goddamn moon.
Oh, wow.
Millions refused to get a job. And one desperately tried to keep his job. Some believed in Ted Lasso. Others believed in Q. And the world of social media brought us these two.
I'm a just island boy.
Yeah, 2021 was popping. It was something to see. Now to make sense of it all, it's Kevin Hart and Snoop D-O-double-G.
Title, 2021 and Done.
Welcome to 2021 and Done. I'm your homie, Big Snoop D-O-double-G, the dog father, the player, the coach, the pimp, the liaison, the executive, the moneymaker, the producer of Algorithm, and so on and so on.
Mm. And I'm Kevin, a.k.a. Long Little Feet, big nose, happy mouth, long forehead, little structure, big knuckles, small hands. That's all I got, Snoop.
I like that. You know, Kev, I'm just glad we survived another brutal year. I guess 2021 was better than 2020, but that's just like saying the Jets are better than the Lions.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Lions suck! Yeah. Now, listen, it's been a strange year, and on this show, we're going to look back at the stuff that you remember and the shit that you wish that you could forget.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into it. It's time for Shaking My Damn Headline.
Oh, I like that. Now, the year started off with so much promise, but less than a week in, well, it went off the rails when a bunch of tourists showed up for a field trip in D.C., hoping to meet with their congressman and hang with Mike Pence.
Hang with Mike Pence or hang Mike Pence?
Oh, my God.
Let's take a look at this white hot mess.
A blue flag reads, Trump.
Oh, look at this. This is when they acted a fool, January 6th. I remember this like yesterday.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Look at this just, shit.
Just madness.
What are you doing?
Taking over the Capitol.
Look at this dumbass. Look at you. What you gonna do? He got a bongo in his arm. He's got a bongo on him. This really makes you just think like,
I want him to fall.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
I need somebody to fall, Kev. It's not right.
Look at this. Look at this idiot.
A person falls off the side of the Capitol building.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That was an Olympic highlight for your ass.
Don't you lose your grip. God damn.
There was one true hero that day. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman, who led the mob away from the Senate chamber, wrote a clip.
Don't you come up. Don't you come up, boy. Boy.
Boy, you see this little stick?
All right,
that motherfucker get bigger every time it hits your head.
Hey, don't you go further. Hey. Get your ass back, bitch.
See, that was the smartest move he made right there because it was political people in that room, and he knew that he had to deter him to go this way. That was the smartest move right there. See, that's he from the streets. Because he knew how to psych them out. Mm-hmm. They ain't even pay attention in that room. They steady following him. That was a great, great strategic move.
Yeah. He better than me. I would have got him off my ass. I was like, that's who you want. You want the people in there. Go that way. That's exactly what I would have did. Yeah, that man trying to be a hero. Sometimes you got to worry about yourself, man.
That's a fact. I think that clip would be way more gangster if we reversed that. Look at him now. Get your bitch ass out of here.
What would I say?
I got this stick.
Crack your head, cuz.
Get your motherfucking ass out of here. Right now. You back up, boy. Up,
bitch. Yeah.
I got this. Don't even worry about what's going on out here. Y'all just stay in there. I got this shit.
Yeah.
On back in there. I'm going to run these motherfuckers out here. Matter of fact, I'm going to backpedal and make niggas get out of here. Yeah.
Kevin and Snoop laugh and hit their cue cards off a large desk.
Yeah, kiss my ass. That's what y'all gonna do. Everybody. By the way, that's one of those moments where you really look around and you got the feeling to go, why did I take this job? Like, when all those people standing there, you look and realize you're the only one. He's been the only one there for years. He's been the only one there for years, and it's been the best job ever, because nothing's ever happened.
No.
On that day, he was like, ain't this about a bitch? He's like, where Charles at? Charles
he kept doing. He kept doing this, too, pushing that little thing, where nobody on the other end.
Nobody. He kept doing this. When I said, all right, hey, Charles. Hey, Charles.
What, nigga? I'm at McDonald's.
Charles, I need you to act like you in another room. Back.
What you want, nigga? Number five or four? I need you to get your black ass back up here.
Hey, all right. These insurrection is not only looted laptops, but one dude tried to walk out with a podium. Look at this right here.
Nah, that's not a podium, Kev. That's actually a lectern.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a lectern.
How the fuck do you know that, Snoop?
There's two things about me, Kev. I smoke and I know things. I just can't believe that this guy would, like, try to smash and grab America. This is a country, not a Louis Vuitton store, asshole.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Where's he gonna put that? The insurrection has led to Trump's second impeachment, and Trump lawyered up. The only lawyer missing from the dream team was the cat right here.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here.
I don't know how to remove it, Judge, but can you hear me? It's some thing. My kids put this damn emoji on my face. I don't know how to move it, but...
I'm not a cat.
He said, if you're alive, I'm not a cat. He said, I'm not a cat, Judge. I promise I'm not a cat. I don't know how to get this.
Who the hell does?
I don't know how to get this off the computer, Judge.
I'm not a cat.
An asshole, but this is not a cat talking to you. After the impeachment, Joe Biden was sworn in as president. The inauguration was a star-studded affair with J-Lo and Chanel.
Nice.
Oh, my God, look at this. Lady Gaga, she was in a Schiaparelli.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders was in whoever in the fuck made these mittens. Look at this here. Look at that. Look at those mittens.
Nigga, mask going wrong. He got his mask to the wrong side. What's going on, Bernie?
But the real star of the show is the young poet laureate, Amanda Gorman. Play the clip.
The successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother can dream of becoming president only to find herself reciting for one.
Very strong.
Strong.
Come on, man.
I mean, listen, that's what our young black girls need to see. They need to see black other
girl
black
power.
Girls in positions of power. That's a moment of history right there.
Great work, baby girl.
Absolutely.
We commend you on the show. In 2021, Mother Earth stopped all of us in our tracks. Fires, hurricanes, record-setting temperatures, but not even a historic flood in New York could stop fries from getting delivered on time. Roll the clip.
Right.
You gotta love it.
I'm not gonna fucking get a bad rating. You want me to get fucking
he gonna get a bad
stars.
Rating, nigga, because them fries is in the water right now. I give a fuck what you talking about. That nigga didn't drip my whole bag of fries in the water.
I mean, but he getting them to me. You know, I know what's going on outside.
I don't want no soggy fries, nigga. You don't put my fries in the water, cuz. You hold the motherfuckers up top like this when you walking through the water, cuz.
Commitment. You know, in the summer, we thought the pandemic was over and life resumed back to normal. People were finally letting their hair down. Let's take a look at this.
A young woman's wig flies off.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Hair finna get out of there.
Well,
oh, it's gone. It's out. Bye-bye. Oh. What happened to me?
Come out. She just turned into the Exorcist. Did you hear what she just said?
What'd she say?
My wig!
My wig. Fucking wig.
That rod needs to be shut down. Taking that girl wig off like that. That girl is a beautiful, intelligent woman that came to that park to have a good time, and she left without a wig. That you should be ashamed of yourself, Park. Shut it down.
Yep.
All right, Snoop, let's keep it going.
After a year in quarantine, people seem to forget how to behave out in the real world, especially on airplanes. Take a look.
Sit down now. You can't hold us.
Oh, man.
We're out on the ground, sir. Yes, we are.
Yeah, see, this is way too much patience. Just way too much patience. You gotta knock him the fuck out. Right there.
He already knocking himself out.
Look at this.
Look at this shit.
Yeah, I see this. He got to die. You're not gonna do this next to me.
No. What I'm gonna do is take two people in the back that I don't know and say, man, we finna come together and beat this motherfucker.
Yeah, we gotta do that. You're not gonna look at me and eat your mask.
Really?
No. Oh, look at this.
Oh, now he's calm now, the police come.
Really? What did I do? Shut your stupid ass up. You know what you did? Over here growling at the goddamn flight.
Why they didn't cuff him, though? That's that privilege again. They didn't cuff him.
By the way, they should have trusted him from the beginning. He had on jean shorts. I ain't never met anybody trustworthy in jean shorts. In 2021, the most boring thing you could ever attend finally got exciting. I'm talking about school board meetings. Take a look at this clip right here.
Your children and your children's children will be subjugated. They will be asked, how many vaccines have you had? Have you been a good little Nazi? Hail Fauci!
I don't know who's next up on that mic, but that mic had a hot batch of COVID waiting for him. Mike.
All variants included.
That mic was a mess. Jesus Christ. Joining us now to make sense of all this senselessness and break down some of the other big stories of 2021, a man who never keeps it on a DL. Of course, I'm talking about my brother, DL Hughley, a.k.a. one of the kings of comedy. What up, DL?
Hey, now, what's happening? How y'all doing?
Good, man.
DL, you didn't put your Crocodile Dundee brim on for this shit, huh?
He's so. You never know.
I hope 2021 was better than 2020 for you after you fainted on stage, and I'm being serious about you. You all right physically, mentally? You all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it took a while, but, you know, 2021 was challenging for a lot of people, but it was an interesting experience. I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about the world. But I never thought I would see America so frightened of a virus, they let niggas walk around with masks on. I never thought that.
DL sits in his house on a video call.
Yo, 2021, Juneteenth finally became a holiday. What's your feeling about Juneteenth now?
Well, here's the thing. It's interesting because at a time when they don't want to teach slavery in school, they want to commemorate the end of it. Mm. Like, so good luck explaining to kids why they're off that day. But I think we should understand that Juneteenth is the commemoration of the end of slavery, which is funny because more white people will be off on Juneteenth than us.
Mm. Wow.
I think on Juneteenth, white people should have to work all day for free. That's my
This motherfucker got a great solution.
Let's talk about Joe Biden for a second. You know, the black community showed up for Joe Biden. Do you feel like he has delivered? What's your take on that?
I think that it would be like talking about if the Atlanta Falcons only had to play one quarter, they would have been Super Bowl champions. But it's not. It's four quarters. Truth of the matter is, our relationship with Joe Biden was transactional. If you have a transactional relationship, you got to come through with some transactions. and it got to be the ones that the people who voted for you find valuable. So I think the jury's still out. I think he's done some things I've been pleased with and some that I haven't been very pleased with at all.
DL, you're the real deal. I tell you all the time. And not only that, you're a friend, you're a brother, and you're a legend. So, man, please.
I got to tell you something before we go. First off, this is like, remember how nobody thought stripes and polka dots would go together? That's you and Sloop now, nigga. Nobody ever thought that. But just seeing two men together have so much fun fucking up is hilarious to me. I can't believe that they got y'all commentating on the world. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me on.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming on. DL, we appreciate you. We love you. Ladies and gentlemen, DL Hughley, king of comedy. My brother. I love you, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank y'all.
Peace and love. Love you, boy.
Wow. Hey, people, we'll be right back with more of 2021 and done after this. Welcome back, Snoop. You know what? It's time to talk about that one thing that gets us fired up more than anything else.
Antiquing?
No, Snoop, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about sports. In 2021, we said goodbye to cardboard cutouts and welcome back to real fans, and sports got balls out.
Yes.
It was a great year for the world champion Milwaukee Bucks, and one enthusiastic fan couldn't curb his enthusiasm. Take a look.
A sports fan wearing a green shirt drinks beer.
Uh-oh. Oh, if he chucks it, he gonna go ham. He about to go ham.
He pulls at his shirt.
Oh, bucks and six.
Take that motherfucker off.
Don't rip it. Oh, don't rip it. Yeah. You know what? That's always good in the moment. But then after they stop the music and they go, meh, and they start the game back
like,
up.
It's cold.
You just gotta sit back down. You ain't got no shirt on, and you notice the people looking at your stupid ass.
Still that.
Like, looking you didn't at have you. Another shirt?
Nah. So this motherfucker off in the heat of the moment. The Bucks won the NBA Finals, and at their victory celebration, there was some less than one in speeches. Let's take a look.
I came in, they're like, yo, you gotta like show, like, you gotta be the dog. And I'm what? Like,
what?
Man, we got dogs. Like, they just say,
what?
Like, we.
What you?
Like, I got here, like, we already got dogs.
What?
They just don't know how to be dogs. And we going.
What are we talking about right now? PJ, first and foremost, you guys are Bucks.
Kevin's smile fades.
And they was like,
60-ounce battle.
You got to be the dog. So I'm like, we already got dogs.
What?
Yeah, but we're the
bad
Bucks,
when
though.
You talk, you just hear people in the background going, what? 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 What'd he say? This is the part that made me laugh. That's what I'm like.
Kevin squeezes his eyes closed, pretends to look around, and shrugs.
Don't even. I'm like, what?
Stop it.
The Tampa Bay Bucks celebrated their Super Bowl victory with the boat parade. And even though he won a 7th Lombardi, Tom Brady partied like it was his first championship.
I'm open, Tom. I'm wide open.
Tom throws a trophy to men on a boat.
Hit me with it. Look at this. Come on, what? Super Bowl. What are you talking about? Tom, why you got a knee brace?
He got on a knee brace at the after party?
Tom, why you got your... Tom, don't ever put your knee brace on just to hang out, Tom.
Hey, he was gone, man.
That looked like that Brett Favre commercial. The Copper, what's it
the
called?
The Copper Tone.
With him and Jerry Rice.
Him and Jerry Rice running them old-ass routes. Niggas out there playing 3-on-3 with some bums. Hey, when I wear a Copper Tone, I'm just as fast as I was in 1987.
Tom Brady, don't you ever put another goddamn knee brace on to go to a parade. Sit your ass home if that's what you got to do, man.
You sure you in position to judge people for getting too wild after a Super Bowl, Kev? Because I remember this thing happening to you a few years ago.
Late in the game, you guys didn't flinch, disposed and flinch.
Sorry to interrupt, but I got a special fan for you. How's Kevin Hart for you?
Oh, he need a ladder.
Not one of the best!
Oh, I like it.
How'd you feel when Brady had that ball and got sacked?
Look at my eyes.
Lost the ball.
I'll say this.
Look at my eyes.
We're very lucky to have this guy a part of this team. I've been drinking. I'm on cloud nine.
That's the best
you
part.
Were so fucked up.
Yeah.
And you was trying to be professional. That's the part I'm tripping up. You was like, okay, I am on TV, but look, let me tell y'all. Look.
Hey, I've never been more intoxicated in my life. But guess what? I'd do the same thing again. Have you ever had that? Have you ever been so messed up like that you tried to keep it together, but while you're trying to keep it together in your mind, you like, I look stupid as fuck right now.
I definitely did that when the Lakers hit the Portland Trailblazers in that game 7. And me and the homies just busted in the locker room at the end of the game. And they was doing an interview with Jim Hill. We was like, we don't give a fuck. What's happening, nigga? The Lakers won, nigga. Nigga, we just won, nigga. And nigga Jim Hill was like, back to you.
Kevin laughs.
I was like, damn, we was acting a fool, but fuck it. We was excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now. The Atlanta Braves brought home their first championship in 26 years. Over 1 million people turned out for the parade. And after waiting 3 hours for it to start, this is what they saw.
A bus speeds past a crowd.
They going fast as a motherfucker.
Oh, my
God. Why they going so fast, man?
Oh, shit, man. Yo, that may be the funniest clip that we've seen all day. They going like 35.
They
going
like Do they know what a parade ball
Yo,
what, to be?
What did they tell the drivers? No matter what, under no conditions, do you slow this bitch down. But it's just a parade. We're supposed to see the people. I don't give a fuck what it is. You drive this bitch through there until we get to a place where I feel like it's safe.
Snoop leans back in his chair and laughs.
They did 35-40.
They was flying through that bitch.
Jesus Christ. Do you see the people like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm crying laughing because they was going so fast.
Oh, my God, man. That's probably one of the worst parades ever. That's going to go down in history. And while we're celebrating championships, how about Candace Parker, who came back to her hometown and bought the Chicago Sky their first WNBA title? Go ahead, Candace. Roll a clip.
Nope.
Candace, haul ass. Go to your family. Go. Go to your family, Candace. Hug him. Hug him. Come here.
Get out the one. Let me hug my
That's
people.
That's what I'm talking about. Go right to my people.
I love it.
Good for her, man.
So happy for
all jokes aside.
Yeah, she did that in L.A. She was a great player for the L.A. Sparks. She did great things for us. But for her to go back to her hometown and get that championship game, I know that means the world to her. Shout out to CP3.
I mean, I don't think there's a better taste of success for us athletes. I know because of my success in the Church League. I told you, we won a championship. We played against...
I would
against...
love to have played against y'all in the Church League championship
I don't know
game.
Why, Snoop. We were the real deal, okay? The real deal. Okay. I'll never forget championship game. I had 7 points, 18 assists, 36 rebounds, 15 blocks. And I believe... What was it? Was the other one? I forced a lot of turnovers. Either way, it was one of the best games ever played, man, and they still talk
and
about it.
I wish they had a VHS back in the day to see that.
Well, brother, all you got to do is go to stchristian.com, ZionBaptistEDU, basketball for God, and you'll see all of my success, brother. That's all you got to do.
In other news.
Hooping for the Lord. That's
yes, praise God. In 2021, boxing made a big comeback, but some of the biggest fights didn't feature real boxers, like this match between Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter.
Oh, Jesus. Look at this shit. Jesus Christ,
look how big
man.
He is to the dude he's fighting. That isn't... That's...
Aaron was catching him, though, with some of the rounds. His was bad. I watched the fight. I paid for it and everything.
Lamar punches Aaron.
I was like, oh, this is going to be good. I'm a firm believer. I'm a supporter of all these fights.
So you spent that $5.99 for that fight?
I remember they announced it. They was like, Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter. I was like, I got to see this shit.
Fighting live for $5.99.
I thought, this is going to be good. This here is going to be real good.
Over in the UFC, Conor McGregor broke his leg during the fight, and it was nasty.
Oh, my God. Are you sure you want to see that photo? I didn't want to look at it. God damn it, man. Look at that.
But I love his tenacity and his fierce way of fight. He was talking shit after he broke his leg. He was like, I'll fuck him up. It's nothing he can do to me. And his leg was fucked up. I'm like, cuz, still talking shit?
Snoop just pulled that accent out of his ass. It was great. Oh, my God.
He said that he believes that one of the kicks that he checked is what broke your leg.
There was no check. There was not one of them I checked. Your wife is in me DMs. Hey, baby. Hit me back on my chat. You let it on. We'll be at the after party. The Wynn nightclub, baby. You looking bitch, you little
Only Connor, man.
Why his shit is broke in pain, sitting on the ground, and Joe Rogan got to sit down next to him because the nigga can't stand up. Who does an interview sitting next to the nigga?
I don't know, but if his shit was broke, he was extremely calm. Tell you what, you wouldn't have got a word out of me. Jesus. How you feel? Fucked up, man. Get me out of here. Oh, my God. My foot's in my ass, man. Get me out of here. You know, Snoop, man, I think the best sporting event of 2021 was actually the 2020 Olympics.
Hey, and you know my favorite part of the Olympics was...
Oh, Snoop, man. Come on, don't say it. You ain't got to make me blush. I already know.
No, it's not you. It's the horse. Roll that clip.
Hey! Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I got to get this motherfucker in a video.
Oh, you made that horse famous. That horse probably got a lot of ass after that.
He probably got a lot of jealousy, too. I know when he went back in the barn, all the other horses was mad and shit. Oh, you think you something, huh? You think you hot because you was on TV and Snoop was talking about you, huh? Fuck you and your fake-ass head.
Snoop laughs.
Our next guest gets into loud and passionate debates every single morning. You may know him as an analyst, but I know him as my alarm clock. Here to give us the last take on sports in 2021, please welcome Stephen A. Smith.
What up, what up? How y'all doing?
We all good, baby. Good to see you, man. I see you looking good. Got the fire blazing in the background. I like that. I can put some on that fire if you want me to.
Yeah, I don't mind. Here's the only problem. Obviously, I got the fireplace. When that means it's cold outside.
So we like to welcome you to the show. How was your 2021, and did you happen to get into any disagreements this year?
No. 15 segments a day, 75 a week, over 3,000 a year. I'd say I got into my share of disagreements pretty much every day, every minute of every day. Except I haven't lost any of those disagreements. And that's the most important.
75,000 and 0.
Stephen A. Smith, two naked women just walked by in the background. Explain it.
That is a lie.
Why you didn't turn around to see if he was lying?
He sat up. Oh. Was 2021 a good year for sports to you, Steven?
Well, for me personally, I was shocked to see that Tom Brady was going to smack down Kansas City the way that they did. I didn't think that they'd be able to do that. But to see a brother in his 40s go out on that football field against young Lions, against a stud like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce's big time, Tyreek Hill's big time, and to see Tom Brady do it, but not just what he did, it was how he did it. Remember, you saw him going at the Honey Badger, wow. Tyran. When we all got mad respect for the Honey Badger. We know what a big time player he is. But it's one thing to go at him. It's another thing to talk smack to him, to get in his face during the Super Bowl and let him know I'm coming for you, and went for him and got him. Because it made this upcoming season that much more beautiful. We all thought that Kansas City was relatively invincible until we saw them get smacked down like that.
Stephen A. Smith, we're talking about 2021. Let me tell you one of my least favorite moments. And I think we got a clip. Do we have the clip of Stephen A. Smith hitting a heavy bag when he was working out boxing? Just roll a clip of Stephen A. Smith throwing some of the most aggressive uppercuts that I've ever seen in my life. Dressed like he has never went to the gym. Stephen A. Smith, as you can see, has on a pair of the loosest gray sweatpants and a black tank top that definitely doesn't fit. It looks like it's been through 7 family reunions and 2 barbecues. But boy, when I tell you, this did not do good for our race as well.
I know that was rehab for your rotator cuff. Yeah. I know that. So that was good work to show that it was coming back to you. Didn't nobody understand the whole story behind the video. Yeah. That was progress on your rehabilitation.
I tell you what I do understand. Bullshit. The trainer kept saying, the trainer kept telling Stephen A, good. 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 That's, it just shows how easy it is for us to get caught up in the moment. He got caught up in the goods. Okay, let's get back to some serious stuff right now.
Well, Stephen A, I want to speak to the wisdom and the knowledge that you speak to when you're on television. I really appreciate you for giving the young homies in the industry and the young homies in the sports world understanding of what they can and can't do, and you try to keep them straight. And even though they get mad at you, I appreciate you, and I do know that behind your back, they be thanking you. They just ain't mad enough to say it to your face, so I'm going to say it for them. Thank you.
Nice.
I love y'all as brothers. I'm proud of y'all, and I'm always, always, always here for the both of y'all, and that's just real love as a brother.
Damn, look at that.
That's heavy, right?
Kicked it off with a bang, man. Stephen A. Smith, thank you so much, Stephen. We love you, man.
Wow.
We'll be right back. We got more highlights and lowlights from 2021 when we come back.
Put chestnuts roasted on the fire in the background.
Stephen A. Smith, huh?
That's nice.
What a guy.
Welcome back to 2021 and done.
2021 was a jam-packed year in entertainment. The best limited series on Netflix was True Story.
And that is a fact. And the best album of the year was Algorithm.
That is also a fact. The best talk show of the year was Heart to Heart.
And you do know that. And the best entertainment sports show of the year was Olympic Highlights.
Man, if you don't talk your talk, I'm going to walk my walk. As a matter of fact, Snoop, you already know I'm in a dupe. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'll throw you for a loop. Get the car, and I'm going to drive it around the hoop. Who want to get with me? They better ask 2003, because I now know I'm where I'm supposed to be. Wrapping up the charts and being the walk. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. It's getting ridiculous. Let's just move on. In one of the most watched television events of the year, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle sat down with Oprah to talk about leaving the royal family. And after hearing this shit, well, it isn't hard to see why. Watch this.
Check it out.
Hold up.
There's
Stop
several
right now.
There are several conversations.
There's a conversation with you.
With Harry.
About how dark your baby is going to be.
Huh?
Potentially, and what that would mean or look like.
Ooh.
Oprah, don't freeze frame Oprah like that.
Don't come do on, it like man. That with her mouth like that.
Don't do freeze frame Oprah like that. I mean, look, that was tough. But
that
you know
was
what?
Tough.
We got to stand by Harry, man. Harry did the right thing. That man sided with his woman.
And said, you know what? Fuck that. I'm out. Y'all going to question what color my baby going to be and all that? That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I love this woman
right
here. And if I love this woman, love has no color on it.
Said and shouldn't be said anymore. God damn it, Snoop. Sometimes you just get so profound with it, man. You know what you made me want to do?
What?
Sing another song. At the end of the day, I'm going to flow my way. Ask me where I'm going to be at, it's another day. Don't matter what the color is, because I do. What the fuck you want to see? It's me and Snoop. Ooh! That was an accident. It came together at the end, though.
Really did.
Came together at the end. 2021 brought the end of the Kardashians on E! And the end of Kim and Kanye in real life. In a divorce, Kim got the house and Kanye got the stadium. That's right. When they separated, Kanye moved into Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is actually Kanye's room. Let's take a look.
This motherfucker really did move.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like the women's gym at the NCAA tournament. Look at that shit. Remember they only had three weights?
It looked like the Olympic dressing room at that game.
The box bed.
Exactly.
Only Kanye. Look at this shit, man.
Then he went to a game later that night that was on top of the stadium that he was sleeping up under.
Yeah, well, when they said, Kanye, what you about to do after this? I'm about to go downstairs and go to bed.
Snoop laughs.
What? Yeah, I'm about to go right to sleep. I ain't going to do too much after this. I ain't trying to be up all night. I'm going to go right downstairs and go to bed. Tell them they got to wrap this basketball shit up. I got a big day tomorrow.
When he was living there, Kanye was spotted making an appearance at one of those games we talking about. Let's check it out.
He wears a red jacket and pants.
Kanye. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Kanye got pantyhose on his face. Kanye walked in that bitch looking like a bank robber from the 80s. Put the money in the bag, bitch. Luther? You know they can always see who was robbing them in the pantyhose?
Say, you jive-ass nigga, put the money in the bag.
Kevin stands up and laughs.
I don't want to hear shit you got to say if it ain't a money in the bag.
Hey, man, I know you. You don't know me. Stop looking at me, man. Just put the money in the fucking bag.
Go roll with Cliff again. Let me see what he had on walking to the gym again. Look at this shit here. God damn it. God damn it, Kanye.
Nigga had on the Eddie Murphy delirious outfit with a stocking cap.
Kevin holds his cards over his face as he laughs.
I can't make this shit up, man.
You gotta, I mean, there's only one Kanye, man. You know, Kanye was trying to hide from paparazzi, but the pantyhose weren't enough. So he took it to the next level, as seen in this photo. Look at this right here. Yep, there it is,
shit.
Right there. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, perfectly normal. I don't know who that is.
Kanye wears a mask.
Who's that? Who's this regular guy at the bank? This isn't suspicious at all. I'm not scared at all. Who's this man monster that looks perfectly normal? He doesn't eat people. Who the fuck is this? Oh, he's got black eyes. Look at this fucking... Look at the mask and then look at the eyes.
This shit is amazing, man.
What is Kanye trying to do, man?
I don't know. This year, the people started a movement to hashtag Free Britney. And it worked.
Fans march and hold signs.
Fans are important. That right there, that should not be just look past. That's love. That's people standing by who they've supported over the years. That's dope as hell, man.
Yeah, right? No justice, no peace. Get Britney on these streets.
Kevin stares at Snoop with a shocked expression on his face. He glances around, then back at Snoop. Snoop holds up his right clenched fist.
I don't know how he does it. He just does it. Shit just comes to him so fast. My last rap, it thought me. I literally took about 10 minutes thinking of that shit before I did it. It was an incredible year in entertainment and pop culture. So we thought, who better to check in with than the only guy who's on TV more than us? You know him from Good Morning America and Fox Football Sunday. Please welcome the man, the myth, the legend, Michael Strahan.
What's up, fellas?
There he is. There he is.
Well, you had Mike in the closet? What they got you in the closet doing an interview?
Hey. You know what, Snoop, you know, when you do all right for yourself, this is what you call a bookshelf, buddy. This is like an office, baby. Look how expansive it is.
Hey, I haven't read in a long time, Mike. Reading is fundamental. I may have to come over and borrow a book or something.
No. These books, I never open them. They just look good. That's why they big books.
They just look good.
I was watching the NFL, man, and I love how they gave you your flowers, man, on the air, man. How does that feel, getting that appreciation from your coworkers, man, those Hall of Famers that was giving you that love that day?
You know what, man? It's amazing. I mean, to have your teammate, the guys you played with, to show love by showing up, man, meant the world to me. And the Giants retired my jersey. I never thought that was going to happen. You know, I'm out there just trying to survive, just trying to keep a job. So I had to move back in with my parents. Next thing you know, my jersey's going to hang in the Raptors forever. So that was incredible. That was incredible.
Well, Mike, listen, you know nobody likes to trash you more than I do. But in this moment, I'm going to take the higher road. And I got to honestly say, it's well-deserved. I talk trash to your face. I try my best to get you off your rocker, but I can say, man, that jersey, it belongs in the Raptors. That's the last time that you're going to hear me say anything nice to you. Don't you ever expect it again. I'm doing it because you deserve it. This is the end of the year. We're wrapping it up, so I felt like I should throw something nice to you in it. All right? So don't ever expect it again. That's the only time.
If you do that again, I know something wrong.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Let's get into the year, man. What do you feel, in your opinion, was the biggest entertainment story of the year?
Oh, man. Dave Chappelle is one of the biggest, I think.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that was one of the biggest because comedy has always been that one place where people can go. And if you're a great comic at what you do, you can do it and kind of not say have free reign, but you're able to kind of, you know, balance it. And mm-hmm. I think that the Dave Chappelle story and cancel culture with him was one of the biggest stories. So
it actually was.
This year we saw the last James Bond movie with Daniel Craig. Is it true that you playing the next James Bond?
Nah, man. Hey, first of all, I can't they called me, but I can't do the accent, Snoop, so I pulled myself
out. You pulled yourself out. did you agree with People Magazine's decision to name Paul Rudd the sexiest man alive?
Hey, Paul's my guy, man. Laughing is sexy.
Which is why I don't understand why I keep getting robbed. Why do I keep getting robbed? Every year I'm overlooked. Year after year, man.
So, Mike, you one of the best game show hosts I've ever seen. Why weren't you named the new host of Jeopardy this year? I thought that was going to be you to fill in for Alex Trebek, man.
Hey, dude, I ain't smart enough for that show, man. I sit on the couch with my mom watching that show last week. I was like, Mom, look at her. Because, you know, my mom said she can win everything. And then after about 5 wrong answers, she go, I stick to Wheel of Fortune. I was like, Mom, I'm sticking to you. And your son ain't smart enough for it either. I'm not smart enough for that. I stick with Pyramid, man. That's good with me.
I love the honesty. I mean, I think it takes a smart man to realize that he's a dumb man that puts him in a position to be a better smart man. I love it. I love it. That's brilliant.
Hey, Mike, what gives you hope for 2022?
Oh, man. What gives me hope for 2022? Every year we go to a military installation and we do a show. And then you go, you sit around these young soldiers and you realize that we are all right. So when we go to do things with the military, and the people really protect our freedom here in this country and really are behind us or in front of us in most ways, gives me hope, brother. Every time I see that, it kind of rejuvenates me about where we're at.
That's so dope, Mike. And I just want to give you a shout-out for joining us on the show. We love you. We appreciate you.
Man, I appreciate you.
Peace and love, Mike. We'll be right back just like that.
Welcome back to 2021 and Done. Social media had a lot of likes and some really big dislikes to share. We're going to talk about some of them in a segment that we're calling Viral Overload.
This past summer, Kevin and I covered the Olympics on Peacock, and some of our clips went viral. But shortly after the Olympics, a new trend popped up on social media. The Hood Olympics. Check this shit out.
A man climbs on top of stacked crates. The man falls off the crates.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do you know this was started by some crackheads, right?
Of course.
This was a move that the crackheads told the dope dealers, if I do this, you give me a 20 rock. And then everybody around the world started doing crackhead shit and didn't even know it.
Girl, you won. Now you won.
All to go viral.
Yep. Just to be seen and break your motherfucking neck.
A bunch of people with fucked up spines out there because of this dumb ass thing right here. Necks and spines rearranged all over.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fail videos, but one guy successfully took home the crate gold. Check him out.
Hey, yo, everybody, Mike said he's going up there rolling up a blunt.
Oh, he rolling up a blunt. Hold on, if he pull this off, he gonna get it. He rolling up? Looking like DJ Drama and Drake and motherfucking every light-skinned nigga I know.
That's all good.
Oh, he cold with it, too. Them Jordans is on point. Look at his Jordans. Oh, he licked it down? Don't spin it and lip it. That's the spin lip technique right there. You do that good on the roll. When you roll in the blunt, that's the technique that you use when you're on the run. Like, a lot of times when we're running and trying to get out of there fast, you're rolling up. He's...
Snoop applauds.
This nigga
right here... It's a standing motherfucking... Look at this homie on the side. And the nigga was like...
The hype up from everybody else is what makes it even better. Yeah! Yeah! Go give him a light!
Get that nigga light like that Bleezy, because that was too easy.
If you're an aspiring artist, social media is an amazing tool to help you promote your talent. Roll a clip.
Because I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy. I'm just island boy. I'ma get key white wine. You're gonna keep that gun. I'll be just staring at the sun. I'm just a fool gazing. I'm like, pull where I'm staying. I'm an island boy. I put my vest on, yeah. Like a wagwan man. Trying to make it to the top. I'm an island boy. I've been trying to make it. I ain't seen it with a gang gang slang.
You ain't gang gang. They ain't got to use that word. I'm speechless. Two goofballs in the pool.
You know why I'm not speechless?
Why?
Because I'm an island. I'm an island boy. I'm an island boy. What is happening, man?
I don't know and ain't trying to understand it.
Damn it.
What's understood don't need to be explained. And I don't want to understand it.
Tell you what does need to be explained.
What?
How I became an island boy on
knock it off, man.
Wulan gang.
All right. We've been making fun of social media, and we know that it can be a very dark place. But it also brought some joy in 2021. Here to show us the lighter side of social media is our good friend, comedian, Lonnie Love.
Oh, Lonnie!
Lonnie, don't show out like that. Got all your little awards and shit behind you. You just showing out. Look at you. Just awards everywhere. Go, girl.
Lonnie holds an Emmy.
Look at her. You go, girl.
What an asshole. What an asshole.
Love you too, Kevin. Okay. Now, look. Before I give you my video clips that I selected for you fellas, I want to talk about how great of a year this was for women. Yes, I know you're excited to hear about this, fellas, so just hang in there. We had Adele. She's going to have a residency in 2022. Jennifer let go of that cheating-ass fiance and got a new one, her old thing. And I'm like, Jennifer 2.0, I'm all for that. Tina Turner got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on her own without that beaten ass Ike.
Oh,
yay for women. And we had the first female vice president inducted this year. It was a great year. Britney Spears was free. Megan got the hell up out of Britain and came on over here and lived next to Kev. That's what I heard.
Now.
Kevin laughs.
There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah, you go. That's what I heard. No, it was an amazing year for women, Lonnie. You couldn't have said it better. And me and Snoop, we support the women that are thriving in today's entertainment world and just in life in general. I'm definitely a supporter of you and all your success. You left yourself out of it. I mean, look at the awards and stuff in the back. I mean, look at your progression. Look at your growth. You're doing it as well. Wow. You should have been in your own list.
We've come a long way since Soul Plane, Kev.
Yes, we have. That's right. So now, I almost forgot
ain't
that about
a reunion,
that.
Huh?
Ain't that about a bitch?
That's
yeah,
a hell
Lonnie.
Of a reunion right here. Talk about it,
God
Lonnie.
Damn it,
God is good. Look at us. Look at us now.
Kev was the star. Snoop was the co-star. He was the pilot. And we made $17 at the box office. But look, look what happened. We are back together. So this is an inspiration. You guys have always been an inspiration to me. And I want to show you a couple of viral videos this year that I promise that will warm your hearts. So roll it, Leslie. Roll the clip.
Oh it's a little chicken sleep.
There we go. That's good.
Is that what he is, a baby chicken or a...
It's a duckling.
Okay. Is that the ugly duckling?
The duckling sleeps in a bed.
Didn't that warm your heart? I can feel it. I can feel the look. I can feel the warmth in y'all heart coming.
I just want to double check, Lonnie. You went and found that yourself, right? You searched
for
that.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I said, what? What would encourage Kevin and put a smile on his face?
Yeah.
And I said, a duckling. Something smaller than him. I was like, that is great.
Okay.
So... Right. Now I have something else. I have something else that maybe you guys would like because you guys are fathers. You work a lot.
Yes.
So you're going to love this next viral video. I dare you not to cry. This is a good one. Okay, watch.
I'm got a tear ready to fall now. Oh, wow. See, this is a dad's dream right here, man. You see how he threw that hat off?
Yep.
He threw that hat off and was like, hey, that's my daddy out here. I don't give a damn about nothing else but my daddy.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Right. Just want to make sure I'm looking at the same videos. You talking about the baby that just ran to his dad, right?
Yeah.
Was he supposed to run to somebody else? I don't understand. I don't understand. There was no, there was nobody else out there. It's not like, it's not like somebody else got out the truck and he made a decision. It was one man that stepped out the truck, and the man probably says, son, come here. I mean, okay, yeah, Lonnie, if that's, my eyes are watering just right now. I'm a mess if you look at me. That's an adorable little boy, Lonnie. Thank you for that. That's great.
Okay, okay. I got one more, okay? Oh. I got another one that'll make you feel better about the state of the world in 2021. Now, we've seen so many people using the social media to show off their clothes and their cars and their houses, you know, but this lady used social media to give back. Let's roll that clip.
Let's see.
I don't mean to turn the flash on, but we have a surprise for you.
We know things have been crazy this year, but we want to make it a little bit better, and we want to make your night, and we're going to tip you $1,000.
No problem. No.
We're tipping you $1,000.
No.
Yes.
Don't do that. Are you sure?
100%.
No, that's enough. I don't deserve that.
Man, take your motherfucking money.
You're going to make me cry. This is not from me. I do this thing on my TikTok every single week. This is from thousands of people who want to see a smile on your face and your family's face.
I'm going to tell you something. Let them get that to Jamal. I know a dude named Jamal that drive an Uber. Hey, Jamal, want to give you a snatch this shit out your hand. You won't even finish the sentence.
No, don't give me. Yeah, no, just a lot. No, that's a lot.
You better not. No, you're lying. You're lying. No, I'm serious.
Well, have a happy new year, fellas. Yes, we're going to make 2022 great. Thank you so much.
And Lonnie Love, you looking good over there. I don't know what he's doing to you, but he's doing something to you because he got you over there smiling, gleaming, and glossing. So I want to give a shout out to the man behind the scenes. I don't know where he at, but he's doing something because he got you smiling.
It's the ring light.
I heard he was a island boy. Way down.
Get out of here.
Lonnie, love you. Ladies and gentlemen, Lonnie Love, always great. Thank you for uplifting us. Hopefully we see more of that in 2022. We'll be right back with more after this.
Yes, sir. Lonnie Love, baby. Welcome back to 2021 and Done. This year, some people struggled to get by on stimmies, but some people made so much money, they flew their asses to space. This is all up in your business.
Yeah, we nosy. Now, for rich people, space is the new St. Barks. Elon Musk, Richard Branson, and Jeff Bezos all are competing to dominate the final frontier. Bezos sent 4 civilians into space, including Captain Kirk. Let's take a look at this.
Ready to go.
Let's listen in and watch this launch, Blue Origin.
A rocket launches.
That's space?
No. Oh, shit.
That looked like the desert, cuz.
Look like Utah.
God, they didn't flew the hills of Utah talking about they went to space. That's some bullshit.
It's so moving. This experience is something unbelievable.
Beaming into our studios, please welcome William Shatner.
Woo!
Captain Kirk, what's
there
up, baby?
Is.
There I am. I knew I was there. It's called a minor event. There are 4 people that will greet you. Oh, I'm so happy you're alive. 4 people after a lifetime.
He is on a video call.
William Shatner, we just saw a video of you getting shot into space and coming down. You seem to be emotional. Can you describe the moment for me?
I had the most unexpected reaction. We got up there and we hit weightlessness, and then we were allowed out of this 5-point harness that kept us in the chairs, and suddenly we're floating around. And I had seen footage of Jeff Bezos, who had done a previous trip in weightlessness with his back to camera and his feet spread and his little tushy exposed. And one of the other people in the spaceship was throwing candies at his little tushy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying they was putting candy in Jeff Bezos' ass. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah, I didn't know how far you guys went with ass and asshole.
Yeah.
Either or.
I didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
But look, what's the difference between Bezos' rocket ship and the Starship Enterprise?
his asshole. I think.
Snoop hits his cue cards off the desk.
So I looked out the window, and I was looking down to my left, and I could see the way the spaceship cut through the blue air. And suddenly we were through it, and I looked up into the right-hand side. Oh, wow. And I saw black, black, ominous space. And it was so shocking to me. I thought I'd see moon, stars, nothing. It was what I was looking at looked to me like death.
Wow. William, man, we were honestly in awe of the fact that you did it. We think it's dope as hell.
Thank you for taking us to space, Kirk.
Yes, sir.
A pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thank you so much.
TJ Hooker. Hello.
William Shatner laughs.
From Bitcoin to Ethereum to Dogecoin, cryptocurrency blew up in 2021.
Oh, my God. Indeed, it did. Snoop, what do you know about cryptocurrency?
Well, I'm a crypt, cuz, so you know I know about everything that got crypt in.
Well, Snoop, got to be honest with you. I'm not sure if that's how it works, but some people made a shitload investing in this stuff. Like this guy. Take a look.
On February 5th, Dogecoin dipped back down to 4.5 cents, and Glauber went all in and invested $250,000.
That's when I sell all my stocks, max out my credit cards, call my mom, my aunt, my uncle to let me borrow some money, and I go all in on Dogecoin at 4.5 cents.
On April 15th at 6 p.m., Glauber Contesotto became a crypto millionaire.
I just became a millionaire by spending all my money on Dogecoin.
That's really not a millionaire because Uncle Sam won't take half of that shit.
Once Uncle Sam swipes at that, buddy, you're going to get a harsh dose.
He's going to get an understanding. Yeah. Are you 100,000 there? Yeah. They can say that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. People took crypto to the new level this year. I mean, look, they use blockchain to trade NFTs. Snoop, do you got NFTs? Wait, you got some, don't you?
Yeah, I got some NFTs. I got my mind on my money and my money on my NFTs. I built a whole metaverse called, you know what I'm saying, the sandbox. Flexing on them. Check this out.
Text reads, the dog enters the metaverse.
Hey, get him, dog.
Building his virtual mansion.
Get him, dog. I don't know shit about it, but I'm getting this money.
Discover the world of Snoop Dogg like never before.
Get him, dog. Got niggas partying. Look at this fake niggas partying in the fake world.
It's the metaverse.
I know.
God damn it.
And it's going down.
It's going down. Look like it's going up. Look like you crushing over there.
I'm getting it in, Kev. I got some property. You want to buy a little space over there? I got a little neighborhood.
So, wait, can you break it down a little bit to me? Just what the world of your metaverse is?
Yeah, so the metaverse is like, you know, it's real, but it ain't real. But then again, it is real.
Okay.
And it's a place where you live with avatars. You got all kinds of things going down. Like, whatever I do in my real life is happening in this world. And then we're selling property, we're selling avatars, and we're selling space, and we're selling all of the above with the NFTs in that world to create a whole nother metaverse outside of the universe. And I know you don't understand nothing about what I'm saying, but just listen to me. Like, most people get, like, this much space. I got this much property. Hold on, let me let my shit out for your motherfucking ass real quick.
All this is yours.
Yeah, I got
this is all your metaverse.
Yeah, and everybody else got like a corner.
Ain't this a bitch.
So people trying to be my neighbors right now. They trying to move next to my community, but I'm trying to put a neighborhood watch together because I don't need no ignorant shit around me in my neighborhood.
Now, last question. How often are you checking in on your metaverse? It's like
I'm the landlord. You know, they break bread or fake dead. I'm going to give you them numbers. When I give you the numbers, kid, I'm going to give you the numbers on the low.
Snoop whispers to Kevin.
You a goddamn... Hey, well, let me tell you something about Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart just got himself a metaverse, too. Yeah. Y'all going to get to see what my world is going in and what's going down, man. Break bread or get dead unless you want to be fed. Come in. That's my Mini Cooper right there. Snoop got a Cadillac. That's my Mini Cooper. They're going to homies right there. I'm about to have the same shit, but I'm going to come live with Snoop. Something got to happen. If those numbers is real, brother, me and you are roomies.
I'm telling you, man. Let me get back to the script. Crypto isn't the only place where people made money this year. Reddit users took it upon themselves to disrupt Wall Street.
Yes, they did. People that never invested before decided to get a piece of the action. Take a look at this little investor right here.
She gave him 10 shares of GameStop for Kwanzaa back in 2019. Wow. At the time, it was worth about $6 a share.
I know this kid loves video games, and at the time, I was teaching him, you know, financial literacy.
She was saying that I basically owned a small portion of the company.
Jaden made the call to cash out, making more than $3,000.
What are you going to do with the money that you made on GameStop?
Come on, Mama. You made in cash out at 3 G's?
I think we're supposed to make this positive.
Man. That's some bullshit.
But I'll tell you what. What a time, right? Just to break down a nice level of understanding to our youth and pretty much just make sure they understand the world of stocks and investing, and that's what's important today. Man, all right, you know what? Here to drop more knowledge on the world of business and our economy is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and the best-looking shark since Jaws. Y'all show some love for my guy, Mark Cuban.
What up, Kev? What up, Snoop?
Mark, what's happening with it, baby?
Just cracking, having fun.
Let's talk about the highlights of 2021. Give me your biggest highlight of 2021, Mark.
Oh, the vaccine. Getting that vaccine in my arm and getting in the family. That was my highlight for 2021. And, you know, with all the stress everybody has had and all the battles over it, just being able to have a little bit of confidence that at least for, you know, some period of time, myself and my family were protected.
Mark, you're a billionaire. I know it. The world knows it. Do you plan on launching yourself into space soon?
Hell no. I'm afraid of heights, guys. No lie. Like, I won't even go on a roller coaster, let alone a spaceship. No.
Oh, my God. With all these supply chain issues, are you finding it hard to import, you know, more white players from overseas?
Oh, damn. And see, I even put my Steelers jersey back there for you, Snoop. I mean, right back there, I got my Steelers jersey. And here you are killing me.
Come on, MC. You know it's love, baby. You know it's love in the baby.
I know. I don't care if they're from the moon. If Jeff Bezos goes up and grabs me one and from Mars and he can come back and play, I got it.
So, Mark, when you become president in 2024, what will you do to make sure economy runs smoother?
First, I'm not running for president. Two, what I would do, we just got to get people more comfortable with each other. That's the key to it, right? The economy is not doing bad. I mean, we're getting over as much as we can, but there's just too much divisiveness and there's just too much conflict. And somebody's got to go out there and be a leader and really just start to bring people together. And I think it's possible. It's just got to be the right person.
What I want to know is, how did you get people excited about going back to work?
You know, people want to deal with people. You know, the cool thing about the pandemic, if there is one, people really got to find out more about themselves and experiment. And that led to some people going back to work, some people working from home, but a lot of people starting businesses, a lot of people being really creative and, you know, selling NFTs, learning about crypto and new opportunities there. We saw an explosion of entrepreneurship.
What was the dumbest pitch you heard on Shark Tank this year?
God damn it.
Oh, my God. There were so many. We've had, like, fart candles, come on, waking bacon, where you wake up to the smell of bacon in a toaster that catches on fire. And I mean, it was just crazy. So this is their life, right? They put everything that they own. Lots of times it's their life savings, their family's life savings. They mortgage their house. And they come in and say, I believe in this so much. And they mortgage their house. And you're like, oh, my God. And you feel horrible for them. But you got to respect the grind, right? You got to respect that they went for it. And so that's why I always try to give them advice and always wish them the best, even if I think it's awful. But there's been some good ones, too. And Kev will tell you, he's got some good ones that we did together.
That's dope. So I'm coming on Shark Tank 2022. Let's go ahead and sign off on that right now. Let's make it official, like a referee with a whistle.
Lock it in. You got to do it.
You got to know.
Hey, we get you both on at the same time. That's fire right there.
Done deal.
Until
like
Snoop cuss one of them people out. Man, get your stupid ass out of here. Dumbass adventure you got. Get your dumb ass out of here, man. I said no, cuz. I ain't giving you none of my money.
Mark laughs on a video call.
2021 left. So many people searching for answers. So before you go, Mark, I got a question for you. Who's going to play in the 2022 NBA Finals?
Dallas Mavericks versus I don't care.
I like the answer. I like it. Peace and love. Let's go, Mavericks.
Yes, sir.
What a guy. That's what I'm talking
about.
Come
on, man. That's the one and only MC. Welcome back to 2021 and Done.
For the final word on the year that has been both challenging and inspiring, we turn to a man who can put it all into perspective with his unfiltered take on everything from politics to pop culture. Please welcome to the show, Killer Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
There he is.
Killer Mike. What's happening?
Welcome.
Man.
I'm glad to be in the presence of kings, man. Glad to be here.
Let's not pull any punches here, man. 2021 was a mixed bag for the black community. Do you see things improving in 2022?
Yeah, absolutely. Things are constantly improving for black people because black people don't give up. Dick Gregory talked about that, at our ability to, within one or two generations, change the whole dynamic of our families. So he was someone I knew and loved his last 3 years in life, and he helped me to refuse to look at the world cynically. So black people, we always improving. We always beating the odds.
Killer Mike, what was the highlight of 2021 for you, man?
Oh, man, on a personal level, my baby girl made the JV team.
There you go. Congrats.
But I'll tell you something. We got a call from a brother named JB, who's a rapper in Oklahoma. And he said, man, there's a brother named Julius Jones here, and he may be executed, you know, and he's probably not guilty based on what other men have said about another guy said that he did it. And right up until literally the day before his execution, like day of, the governor of Oklahoma, Governor Stitt, was being petitioned by smaller groups to say, hey, we need help. Me and Tip jumped on board the last minute, but it really was spearheaded by people locally on the ground and in the rap scene by my guy, JB. And the fact that that brother got clemency, that was a highlight for me.
Huge.
And the other highlight was right here in Georgia. I got to see three men who deservedly so get convicted on various forms of murder on Ahmaud Arbery. And I'm hoping that as we get forward, we will stop letting these be the premier cases and we hear more cases of justice gone right from the start and not wrong, and we have to make a fuss about it.
Mm.
So, Mike, you spent a lot of time with Bernie Sanders this year. Did you burn one with him?
Man, you know what? He won't burn with me, man.
God damn it.
Fried chicken with me, but he won't burn the dope with me, man. But listen, it's my goal to get the OG to burn one with me, and it's my goal to burn it down with Willie Nelson. So I know you know Willie.
I'm going to make the Willie Nelson play happy for you. Say less. That's a done deal.
What do you feel we have to do in 2022 to bring more justice, more hope, more opportunity, and more laughs to the year?
I want
to
say, man, take care of your coin, black people. If we as a community build our tax base and take care of our money and take care of our own small and medium businesses, then you become financial donors to these local politicians that want your vote. And then they forget about you and they have to respond to you differently. If we as a community are shopping with one another, taking care of one another, we start to create an economy that takes care of ourselves, because ain't nobody coming to save us. Don't nobody love us like us. And if we cheat labor, they're going to always use us cheap.
Well equipped, man. Well equipped with a plethora of knowledge, information.
So
man.
Why are you gonna use plethora? You don't even know how to spell that
plethora,
shit.
I can spell plethora right
spell
now.
Spell it right now. Nigga.
You want me to spell it right
spell
now?
It.
I can spell it right
spell
now.
It's the spelling bee.
Right now.
Spell plethora.
Me spell a plethora, that takes the light off of Killer Mike. And that's not what I want to do.
No, it don't. Yes, Mike want to know you smart.
No, it's not about me right now, Snoop. So after we're done with Killer Mike, all right, then I'll go and I'll spell it for you.
Right.
But right now, I want to continue to shine a light on this brother and the amount of positivity that he's doing for us and our community. Mike, an amazing conversation. We appreciate you coming on, showing us some love, man. We love you. Thank you so much,
love
man.
You.
Killer Mike Never for respect, president.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
Killer Mike for president.
Take it easy, Mike. Now, Snoop, before we take a break, man, I want to take a moment. This is all kidding aside. I just want to take a moment just to have the opportunity to give you my sincere condolences for the loss of your mother this year. You know, I know how much you adored your mom, Beverly, and I know how much she meant to you. So I feel like we should take a moment to reflect on the memory of your mom and also some of the other people that we lost this year.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Till we meet again, I've been trying to hold it in, trying to be strong, man. Every now and then I gotta break, wishing you can wipe my tears away. Until we meet again, I'm happy you don't feel no pain, but I can't pretend like since you've been gone, it's rainy days. I try to let it go. You were here.
Demaryius Thomas, football player, is pictured. Beverly Tate, Snoop's mom, is shown smiling, dressed in a pink outfit and hat.
Welcome back to 2021 and Done.
Now, you may not know this, but celebrities get all kinds of things sent to them ahead of time.
That's true. I've already got the iPhone 27, and I got an invite to Oprah's inauguration. Very true.
They also send us all of next year's stories, so we already know what's going to happen in 2022.
Yeah, you know, Snoop, let's give him a little peek. Just a little sneak peek at what we're talking about.
A sneak peek?
Yeah, guys, give us the envelopes, please.
The man in all black.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Okay, first thing, Cardi B is going to hit menopause, and she's going to release a new song called Dry Ass Pussy. Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion will give birth to a beautiful baby boy and name him Tony the Pony.
Oh, man, not the pony. Not Tony the Pony. Kyle Rittenhouse is going to debut his new Stand Your Ground beef tacos. So good, they'll make you cry without tears. It's good.
In an effort to put the controversy behind them, Jeopardy announces its new host, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, shit. By the way, would be great.
It would be.
That'd be fucking strong. I could see it.
I'd lock in.
Colin Kaepernick will turn down an offer from the Jets saying, I don't want to play football that bad. You say Lions. You should have said Lions.
A black person will finally watch Yellowstone.
Kevin looks confused.
I've been watching that show for a very long time.
Snoop playfully nudges Kevin.
Very good show.
It's okay, kid.
It's a good show. I'm really into it, too. I'm out. You got any more?
Okay, what about this one? Elon Musk will announce the new Tesla that can suck your dick.
Oh, wait a minute.
Kevin smiles and Snoop laughs.
I mean, technically... I mean, what's wrong with that? Is that... Like, I ain't in the wrong. The car doing it. I ain't doing it. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at Tesla. I ain't. Why you keep driving back and forth to the store?
That's Tesla shit. And that was Storylines of 2022.
Kevin throws an envelope.
Oh, shit. I thought that's what I wanted to do.
We all been through a lot this past year and a half. But one of the brightest spots of this strange time has been our friend D-Nice. His club quarantine kept us positive while apart during the pandemic.
We got 100,000 people in here rocking with us right now. This is absolutely insane.
Say hello to the one and only D-Nice.
What's up, Snoop?
What's going on with you, champ?
Oh, man, so happy to be here with you guys.
It's an honor and a treat. It's a treat when players meet.
Well, let's get right to it. Was the highlight of 2021 getting out of the club quarantine and performing live in front of people?
Man, my highlight was playing the Hollywood Bowl. You know, I sold out the Hollywood Bowl in 2 days. It was awesome.
Where did the idea for club quarantine come from? Like, how did you come about?
I was having a cigar with one of my buddies who used to play in the NBA, Jimmy Jackson. And we were just trying to figure out what we were going to do for, like, the 2 weeks that they said we were going to be quarantined. And he talked about working on his commentating skills. And I was like, hey, they got this feature on Instagram called Live. They weren't really using it that much at the time. I was like, yeah, I just think I'll go on there and just play some songs and share stories. And then it took off.
Huge. And you DJed Obama's 60th birthday party. You got to give me the details, yes, man. What was it like?
His birthday party was just fun. And his thing is, if we make the kids dance, then we'll have a good party. So Barack is never really about playing just Stevie Wonder. Like, he wants the stinky leg. He wants all of that. You know, he wants his kids to be able to have a good time as well, man.
Super dope.
So, D-Nice, you also DJed Snoop Dogg's 50th birthday party. How was that?
I did. I had a blast at your party, bro. One, you looked amazing. Your wife looked beautiful. And there was nothing but love in there.
Hey, man, thank you for doing that for me on Grandma's birthday, on Grandma's Day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I'm not a shit starter. I'm all about positivity and peace. But you did Snoop and Barack Obama's party. Whose was better? Whose party was better?
D-Nice looks thoughtful.
Damn, that's a tough one. Snoop's party was better.
That's politically correct.
Kevin listens through his earpiece.
Let me get Barack on, please. If I can, just let me get Barack on the line, please. Yeah, DJ... DJ Nice said your party was at. Well, listen, D-Nice, we can't talk about what you do and not allow you to put what you do on display, man. That is our show. And listen, we're going to wrap things up here. It's been real. Honestly, way too real, Snoop.
Come on, man. It don't get no realer than this. And you ain't got to go home, 2021. But you got to get your ass up out of here.
D-Nice, listen, we love your positivity. Will you play us off as we head into the better new year?
Please do.
Let's do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Get the hell out of here, 2021. Oh, that's your track, Snoop.
You better know it.
Huh? This your track. Come on, man. We got to go out. You better be lucky I ain't put on my chucks. If I didn't have one of these little pants, I would show you something. I don't have a lot of wiggle room for me, Snoop. Tell me.